Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you, and today we are going to talk about how to use and dose halotestin. But before we get into that, just a big shout out and thank you to everybody out there supporting the channel. I cannot thank you enough. If you haven't yet, like, share, subscribe, comment, anything you can do to interact with the channel. It helps the channel to grow and it allows me to produce more and more content for you each and every day. Also, today's video is sponsored by our friends at letsgetchecked.com. Now, letsgetchecked.com specializes in at-home blood testing. All you have to do is go to the website, pick out whatever test that you want. They have them for men and women, full hormonal wellness. They have it all. Pick out everything that you need and you want. Put your order in. They're going to ship you your kits in the mail. All you have to do is register them online, provide the sample, ship it back. You're going to get your results extremely fast. They're going to email them over to you and notify you probably by text if you sign up that way as well. And then they have doctors and nurses on site to answer questions for you, any questions, concern you have on your blood work. Also, coupon code Jamelli30 is going to save you 30% off your entire order. So check them out, letsgetchecked.com. All right. So here's a zinger for you. The best way to use halotestin is to not use it at all. All right, now I got that out of my system. Now, in seriousness, I made a video on whether or not using halotestin was even worth it, and I conveyed that I don't see it ever really truly being worth it, but I do understand that people are going to use it, and I also understand that, and I've said in the past, it's extremely good for a few things. Before an MMA fight or around those times. And I'm not condoning this. I'm saying when I could understand the reasoning for use on it. A power man competition, lifting competition, strength man competition, anything like that. Yeah, it's going to make total sense, you know, to kind of fit into that scenario. I personally don't see the reason to put yourself through what you put through with that. And what I mean by that is the amount of toxicity, the amount of aggression, and just the way that it can make you feel. Because when you get really aggressive, it can mess with your mind, and with the harsh side effects, it can really be so toxic. It can make you super lethargic. It can absolutely hammer your livers, kidneys, cholesterol, blood pressure, things like that. But that aggression that it gives you and that overall change in attitude, that was one of the few where I was just, it was that in trend where in my head, they had the most effect on me. Because I'm very good about that in generally, but those two were pushing me to where I was like, okay, this is not good. This is not me. Especially the halo when it came to the aggression and the bad attitude. The trend was more like an emotional roller coaster. It wasn't so much aggression like halo was. And I don't, you know, I get riled up when I'm getting into things and like discussing sports or debating stuff or things like that, or when I'm super ultra competitive, but I don't take it so crazy like Halo was pushing me towards, and I was like, forget that shit. I still have great control, but I don't even like feeling that way. So we kind of moved on from that, and it was not a good experience for me personally. I've coached several people over the years on it, and now as I've gotten older and seen it more, I really try to steer people away from it. And it's just because of what I've seen others go through, my personal experiences, etc. But that's neither here nor there. This video is about how to use and dose it. So basically, I don't recommend going over 4 weeks with this. I don't recommend it for females. And a lot of people won't make it the full 4 weeks. And that's totally fine. Understand that that's the max that you should run it, but you can do a minimum. Halotestin is not going to add any size to you at all. It's for strengthening, muscle hardening, and being more aggressive. That's what it's for. And it does it to a supremely high extent in all of those categories. I could argue that's the best for muscle hardening. I could argue that it's the best for strength. I don't have it quite there, but it's up there. And we're talking about going against big bulking compounds like Anadrol, D-Ball, even Tren. It stacks up against all of them when it comes to strength. And I don't feel anything's going to make you as aggressive as it is. So understand that just because I say the max is 4 weeks, don't think that you can't just run it for a short time and get off of it, because that's probably the best thing to do if you're going to use it. So dosing, I've seen people dose it pretty high, 40, 50, 60 milligrams. Personally, what I would recommend is 10 milligrams a day to start, see how you tolerate it, possibly bump to 20. I really, really, really don't think you should go to 30 milligrams a day. That's the absolute max that I would personally recommend it. But man, I don't really think that's the best plan or idea. If you want to make it through it, you don't want to go just absolutely nuts, I would keep it no higher than 20. That is each to their own. That is my recommendation on how to use it. Understand it needs a full post-cycle therapy. It's highly suppressive. Even if you run it a short amount of time, you do whatever you want. Let's say you run it 2 weeks. I'm not saying you got to go full-blown, hardcore PCT. You really should run at least one CIRM. And, you know, just understand that there's a lot of potential side effects and harmful things here. Besides the suppression, I talked about the toxicity. And just the overall mental strain it can cause in you beyond the aggression, because with that aggression, it can cause you to have other emotional like changes and shifts and probably unwanted ones. So that's why I said it jokingly and I called it a zinger. But when I said the best way to use it was to not use it at all, I really do mean that. I really do. But I understand that people are still going to use it. And it's not like, I really won't discuss insulin, DNP. I will not even discuss them. I don't even want to talk about them. At least I will talk about Halo. It's not quite to that, I just don't even want to ever discuss it list, but it's pretty damn close. So keep that in mind. That's my view. That's the way I feel about it. Some people may disagree, especially those big fucking meatheads, because they don't care about anything. But that's where I'm coming from with it. To each their own. You do what you feel necessary or that you're comfortable with. Just understand where I'm coming from. If you have followed me long and you kind of go with what I say and do, you'll understand where I'm coming from and why. But anyway, that being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.